I'm driving into Cork City today from my home in Glenmire. I'm a different person than I was yesterday. I've been changed irrevocably by the experience of going out last night and meeting a whole lot of people I'd never met before, and allowing their world to collide with mine and upset some of my preconceptions. Okay, there's an abstract way of starting an audio boo. And it could apply to just about any experience I had last night. The fact that I had a very particular experience in a small town of Clonmel in County Tipperary. An experience connected with the development of a food brand, a new food brand called Tipperary Food Producers, is relevant. In other words, what I have on my mind is an opportunity while driving into town to reflect on a very exciting experience that drove me to produce a whole load of content that's up there on the internet, shared with other people. In other words, I opened up my myself to the experience that the food producers put on, and out of it came something. And if I don't reflect upon it in a quiet and thoughtful manner, I'll draw no learning lessons from it. It will just have been a very exciting experience, and that'll be that. So really, I suppose what I'm doing is asking myself, what has Pat Whelan, the butcher from Clonmel, and his team, big team of people in James Whelan Butchers, and who enabled him to do the work, freed him up so that he could trust them to run the business while he connected with others. And I suppose that is really one of the learnings I have from it, the incredible importance of reaching out to other people. Pat Whelan reached out to me, a complete stranger, sent me a tweet, invited me to come. So I was invited, and okay, he rightly judged the kind of person I am, because I felt flattered. I felt very honored and flattered to be invited. Even before I knew what I was being invited for, it was an interesting thing that I had already kind of bought into the Pat Whelan project before I understood what it was, because of the privilege I felt, position I was in by being invited. Now, Pat Whelan also managed to do something remarkable, which was to get a whole load of busy people who had many other projects on their mind to stop doing that and shut down on everything else and come and focus on what was happening last night. Now, he managed to do this in a very subtle way. I doubt very much that he pitched to each person individually. I think he simply invited all of a panel of people to become the Twitter panel. He made it an attractive proposition, because food is an attractive proposition on the one hand, and on the other hand there was learning going on. There was the whole prospect of people who use Twitter helping other people to learn about how social media is relevant to modern business. What a great way of hooking, certainly worked for me. So lesson number one is simply invite people to be partners, be on the inside, have a kind of inside track. Invite people into a position in which they're going to feel privileged. Costs you nothing to invite people. Money never came into my head. The idea that I'd get paid for it didn't come into my head, because I could see that there was a way in which I could personally use the experience to help my business. In other words, I was able to use helping another person to help myself. So that idea that, you know, you have to get paid directly for something is something that has been even further undermined. I wouldn't say I've learned that from last night, because I knew it already. But what I have learned is that it's possible to show people something in practice rather than telling them about it. I mean, all the theory about free and the theory about the world of abundance and the theory about how in this day and age you can connect with people in a new way, all of that theory is put aside when you actually have a real experience like I had of it in practice. the actual talking to people who were doing things that they'd never done before, fruit producers I'm talking about now, communicating with people, using the new media, starting to use it, was terrific. So that's a simple thing. Just invite people. And I'm talking to myself now when I say this. I can invite other people to help me with projects. And they will find their own way of carving advantage out of it for themselves. It was as soon as I found out that this man was a butcher, in other words, had an ancient craft skill on which we're all dependent, and that he was online selling his produce and had been online for several years and had built up a whole range of database, he immediately, you know, became more and more attractive to me as a collaboration. But he had no idea how I would turn this to my advantage, and to be truthful, neither do I. But I do have an intuitive and instinctive certainty that going to Clonmel last night has been a good investment of my time. It left me exhausted, tired, worn out and drained this morning. I really, this morning, felt that I was likely to lose my intellect for the day because of the physical exhaustion of the body. But gradually it's returned, and I'm now on my way to another collaboration where somebody, Aidan Enright from Smarter Egg, has invited me to do something. And I've been invited, and I'm thrilled to do it. So I guess the main learning is the importance of the invitation. Now, in case any of you immediately associate the invitation with the Oriah Mountain Dreamer, I just want to say what a wonderful, wonderful piece of writing the invitation is too. And I'd highly recommend that book. If I knew what you were like, I would know that the invitation was relevant to you. But the power of invitation. So there it is, folks. That's my number one reflection as a result of Tipperary Food Producers Food Extravaga event, sponsored by Bord Bia, well sponsored by Bord Bia in Clonmel last night, and all the collaboration that I did with all those wonderful Twitter panel contacts that I now have and that I now look up to and take example from. Okay, I wish you all the very best. Bye-bye.